Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
listen
fanboy,
up. This one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it bonjour. Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high
Absolutely.
Standards. And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu. You know the drama is
never ending. Don't let it get the best of you. We've got a noisy jacket lady in the studio today.
Don't worry about anything. I'm keeping my arms
She's
down,
promised
legs crossed.
That she will not be moving.
Well, I ordered this jacket. It looked leather on the website. It said faux leather.
I ordered the same jacket when she walked in. I was like, okay, I'll be returning that then.
Yeah. But it looked like it would be buttery.
I thought it was buttery.
Upon opening the parcel this morning, it's vinyl. Squeaky vinyl.
It's squeaky vinyl.
Shall
sure.
I just give,
give us a whirl?
Stop it. And that's just lifting my arms up once or twice. Mm. So I'm sat like a robot today. Mm. So
that's the way
I'm going to keep the, you know, look, I can swivel like this, which is good.
Yes.
I'm just swiveling the chair, guys,
keep
right now.
Keep the upper body still.
Just because sometimes, you know, when you get fidgety. Mm,
so
I just can't fidget my hands. I just got to fidget my leg down here, which is fine.
So, love is in the air.
Yeah, because word on the street is Valentine's Day.
Next week.
Next week.
Next Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, we'll be on the road.
We'll be on the road.
We'll be on the road.
We'll be in work mode, you know, performance mode.
Performance mode.
Stage presence, you know, stage life.
On the road.
Tour bus kind of vibes. We've not actually got a tour bus, but we would
love a tour bus. We have a form of a comfortable van.
Yeah, we've got a vehicle.
A vehicle with potentially a TV in the back.
Potentially. Some snacks, some Maltesers.
And we do actually need to buy some blankets for the road.
It gets cold out there on the road.
Gets cold out there.
Especially in these winter months.
And, you know, and I did order us those, we ordered those dressing gowns.
Yes.
Not arrived. No shipping confirmation either.
Girls Bathroom Tour 2023 Galentine's.
Yes. So on the back, it's just a white dressing gown with
some pink
Galentine's Tour 2023.
But we've had no shipping.
And when did I do that? 3 weeks ago? I suppose they are personalised.
I think we did it last week.
A couple weeks ago. It was definitely, it wasn't last week. It was a while ago.
It was the week before last week then.
Yeah. So 3 weeks.
2 weeks.
Two and a half.
Let's not get caught up
so
on specifics.
So 2.5 weeks ago. Mm. But I suppose they are personalised, so they take a while.
Maybe we should drop them an email.
Yeah, maybe
we should. I just check up on my order. Here's my order number.
I also ordered this. I told you I ordered that as a cake.
The cake, yeah.
A heart cake with little mini red hearts on it and Galentine's Tour written in it.
So we're going
a bit of a sweet treat.
When you guys are hearing this, we actually start tomorrow.
We are on the road.
We'll be in Nottingham.
Jesus, on the road.
On the road. But for now, Valentine's Day is approaching, so we want to talk about it. Love is in the air. St. Valentine is on his way. Cupid is crawling around.
Because it's
like, do you care about it or do people not care about it? I think it's...
I feel like you establish the vibe within your couple.
Yeah, earlier
on. Of if
on.
You go for it or not. And I think you can be in different relationships and Valentine's Day, it can vibe. Vary. Yeah.
And also, because it depends on the couple in terms of, like, are you romantic all the time? Like, are you doing gift giving and flowers?
On
and,
the daily, you know, on the weekly. And, on the monthly.
Yeah, and doing nice little favours like that. Mm. Or...
Do you have quite a busy life and you've got kids and you need that day? Just think, you know what? Let's get a babysitter and let's just have this time to ourselves.
Yeah. Because you know, some people's love language isn't gift giving.
No.
And some people don't hold that to a high value, you know, which is generally what you consider like your Valentine's Day, isn't it? It's like flowers, balloons, gift giving, chocolates,
jewelry.
You know, so it's like if your partner's love language is, you know, just acts of service or
maybe it's a breakfast in bed.
Yeah. So maybe it's like his little or her little things are like, cooking you up some fried eggs in the morning or toasting your rye bread in the morning.
Trouble is,
it's you know, just affection. And it's just like, I cuddle you to show you.
It's in the middle of the week. It's not even on a weekend at the moment.
And it's so just...
I can see how we could all quite easily just skip by it and not really notice.
It's one of them ones where it's like...
I kind of see it like Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, you either go for it and you make a fuss and you acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Or you can just quite easily kind of coast by and not really notice.
You know, you could just acknowledge it by going... Happy Valentine's Day.
Love you.
Love you. Kiss.
There and
leave
go.
It.
Job
that.
Done.
I mean, my mum always got us cards for Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's
maybe
nice.
Like £20 in the card.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. And maybe she'd get us some heart
chocolates.
She would.
I think I got a couple heart chocolates.
So my mum would always mark the occasion. And I mean, I'm sure she'd get my dad a card and he'd get her a card. But that's maybe as
kind of
much
as, far
as those
as
two did.
Well, we're going to be on the road. So
yeah, we're on the road.
We're having Galentine's through and through this year.
Yeah, and we're going to have a Galentine's night in the two of us.
Absolutely. Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
But this is what some of you... This is the question of the week. Sorry, we're a bit ahead of ourselves. So question of the week is, let's talk about Valentine's Day. And we've got love, love, love it.
Love, love, love it.
Or waste of time.
CBA.
Any guesses?
Now, you lot, let me think.
How are you lot feeling this week?
I reckon it'll be 60-40.
We're pretty 50-50.
50-50.
So 57% love it.
Love it.
43% waste of time.
Well, that's what I said 60-40.
So we've got send us your Valentine's dilemmas because we thought, you know, let's mark the, it's still a week away. And we're not really, maybe not thinking about it yet.
Is,
by the time,
like,
we come here next week, it will have been and gone. So now is the time.
Yeah, because it's like, we can all sit here and say like, oh, Valentine's Day, wasted time. But if we actually had a partner who made a fuss over us on Valentine's Day, you're going to take it.
I'll take it.
I'll take it. You know?
Okay, so
I think it's one of them ones. Sorry, I'm just rearranging. Sorry about that.
So we're going to start off this week with some Valentine's dilemmas that you've sent us on Instagram.
Yes.
So let's try and whiz through these.
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Don't know what to get my boyfriend for Valentine's Day gifts. What do we get for Valentine's Day?
Right.
A card.
You know, hop on, you know, paper chase. Where do you get nice cards
Moon
from?
Moon pig.
You could do a little personalization bit with a couple pictures in there.
That's kind of a gift in itself.
That is. That's
a personalized card.
Yeah, with a little love note. That, to me, says a lot. It's a bit of effort there. Nice.
That's all you need, really.
Yeah. If you want to get a gift, I mean, maybe just something they need, because it's not really like... I mean, I love some chocolates.
Yeah, I think
or
if you were
something
feeling,
that they've wanted a while. Depends how generous you're feeling.
I think it depends how generous. I would always go for a card on Valentine's Day because I would love to receive a little
because
lovely card.
Also, it's a nice thing to keep.
to keep
the cards if someone's
and
a
then
keeper.
I think you could, if you wanted to, if feeling generous, card pair of trainers, you know,
trainers,
card and maybe a hoodie, a new jumper or something in the
little
in the sweater, sale,
little knit,
sales on,
little knit that you got in the January sale,
or you could get like a little wallet, you know, card holder, or you could like. Does he read? Is there a book that he wants?
Because you know what boys find cool these days?
Tell us.
Metal card holders.
Okay.
Word on the street.
Well,
that's what I was requested to get for Christmas.
Oh, a metal card holder.
£20.
Wow.
I found the cheapest one.
ASOS man, gifts for him.
Well, I got it on Selfridges, but it was £20.
Wow.
But apparently it wasn't from the brand he wanted it from.
Oh, you fucked up.
And so the
is
card
it
holder
being returned.
No, he's using it.
Oh, okay,
but it just doesn't have a compartment for cash.
Right,
it's purely for cards, and he has an issue with that.
Okay, so he wants a metal wallet, essentially.
Yeah, I think there's something they think they're cool. I've seen, and then because after I obviously looked it up, I've been getting some YouTube ads on them, and it's like fucking hell. It's giving.
It's not made its way over my end.
No,
yet, I'll
is
be
it
honest.
Not? Maybe it'll trickle posted. Through. I think they think it looks.
Yeah.
Because also,
hard
actually,
and
they
robust
are very robust.
Yeah, of course.
It's just a metal tube essentially with a little lever.
Right. I'm struggling to picture it.
It's just picture a card holder but metal.
Wow.
And it's literally just. It's like a tube and there's a little lever on the end and it just flicks up your cards and flicks them back down. It is kind of cool. But yeah, no space for coins.
Of course.
Can't even fit, you know, business cards in there. Mm. Like he picked up a business card at the restaurant at the weekend. Won't fit in his wallet.
Yikes.
Look. That's a fancy one.
I'm being shown a picture. Oh,
Callum
I
is showing us a fancy. That's a fancy one. It's not as fancy as the one. I didn't get him that fancy one.
Got it. I mean, my boyfriend is an Apple Wallet magnet on the back of the phone kind of guy.
That's very smart.
So if anyone's boyfriend needs one of those, you could get one of those.
I suppose that's smarter
he raves about
than
it.
The metal wallet.
But again, there's no cash.
Okay.
But it's stuck to the back of your phone.
It's very safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you wanted something unexpected, and you know, say if he's never mentioned,
something a bit of a curveball.
What about a metal wallet? You know, if he's never said anything like that, and then you get receipt, lads, look what I got for fans, a metal wallet.
How about this?
How sick am I? You know, it's kind of cool.
That's what the messages got me for Valentine's Day. Yeah, so that's what I would say for gifts.
Yeah, just something small, like, because, and we were saying this, like, we think Valentine's Day is for the girls.
We think it's for the girls.
You know, we think it's...
We think it's...
We're the little princesses.
This is how I described it.
Okay,
this is how I described it. I'll get you a card.
Which is filled with my love.
Which is personalised and got a lovely paragraph and then a lovely note.
Yep.
And in return from you, I'd like a card and a gift.
And a gift.
That was our description.
Yeah.
We think it's for the girlies.
A card, a gift and some flowers.
Yes.
And something edible.
Yeah.
Whether that's a fruit arrangement.
Yes.
You know, chocolate strawberry strawberries in the shape of a bouquet. Imagine that. A bouquet of chocolate covered strawberries. I'm looking down the lens.
Wow.
That...
Because you know what we...
You know something I could just nibble on throughout the week.
You know what we said last
healthy,
year?
Healthy, but a bit of a treat.
Last year when we were talking about this, we just finished watching Georgina on Netflix. Soy Georgina.
Soy Georgina.
And we were talking about walking into a hotel room with like personalised gowns, you know, couture.
Oh, fucking hell. Wow, imagine walking into...
It just brought back all last year's conversation
about
this.
Walking into a suite... And there's five couture gowns.
Because you know what? That would be a lovely
tonight.
Valentine's Day. Yeah. I'd love to receive a card with a little note that's like, you know, booked us, you know, this room for the night or the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you get there and there's like flowers, there's some champagne,
two
some
of your
rose.
Favorite dresses from a brand he knows you like.
A pair of heels.
A couple pairs of heels, you know, a black pair and a more bright pair. Mm.
Cast picking us up at 8.
And nice little handbags there. You know, there's the full look. Hair and makeup's coming at 8, babe. I mean, that's fancy land. That's just us going cuckoo, you know.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
But gifts, the question was gifts to get them.
Metal,
chocolates,
metal
wallets,
holder, I'm saying.
Okay, and next little
socks.
Dilemma.
Yeah.
First Valentine's since breaking up with my fiance of 5 years, dreading it. Listen, this is the beautiful thing about it being on a Tuesday. Yeah, it's just going to coast by. Schmegula day. Schmegula.
Isn't it?
And you won't even notice it.
No. And I think, like, really put an emphasis on try and see a girlfriend at the weekend.
Yes.
Or, you know.
Valentine's Day is the 13th.
For sure. That's what we're saying. We're going on the Galentine's tour. That's what it's all about.
That's what we're here for. We're providing the Galentine's festivities for the ladies. That's what we're here for.
So, you know, really try and make an effort to have a night in with, you know, a friend or some girls, to have a dinner out and just kind of mark the occasion of, like, you know what?
Because, you know, it's a day Galentine's. Of, like, love. That doesn't mean love necessarily for a partner. No. It's love for yourself, friends, family.
You and your mum can go out for dinner with your sister, cousin, like, and just mark the occasion like that.
Dinner and drinks really with sweet. The girlies, you know?
Yeah. And you can get all your friends, like, some heart chocolates and just kind of mark the occasion.
If you want to.
Like that, if you want to. If not, stay off social media. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, just avoid it
just
for the day.
Just avoid it for that day.
If you don't want that energy. Listen to this, sorry.
Just focus on yourself.
My ex gave me presents that he got off his ex. Gave me a teddy bear that had a tag with her writing.
Silly, re-gifted silly,
not alone
silly.
re-gifting stuff that silly, you got for silly, that your ex stupid. Gave you.
Well, that's like Monica and Chandler.
Of course, with the tape.
With the personalised tape. Janice had got Chandler a tape of love songs and he gave it to Monica without even listening to it. He said,
sorry,
I love you, Chandler. Bing.
This is interesting. Yeah. Friends are doing Galentine's on the day. I am the only one who has a boyfriend. So who do I pick?
The girls.
I would say pick your boyfriend. It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, can't you just look? They understand you've got a boyfriend.
You're the one that's got a boyfriend.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think that's fine.
That's fine.
First Valentine's with my first boyfriend. How can I make it special on my student budget? Cook a nice dinner together.
I think, look, make some love heart pizzas.
Yeah.
What a beautiful, fun.
Get a bottle
task
of wine.
That is. Bottle of wine.
Get a nice dessert.
Nice cards with a lovely note in there expressing
Light some candles.
Your love. Beautiful.
That's it.
A night in, romance.
Yeah.
Love.
Okay.
What's a Valentine's film you can watch?
Ooh.
Just a love film in general.
Just a love, just a romance.
But
with a rom-com, you know.
But without a tragic ending.
Yeah, not a Romeo and Juliet kind of night, is it?
Oh, I love that film.
Oh my God. Great, we've been invited to Magic Mike.
Fuck off.
Look. No.
Fuck off.
Warner Brothers have invited you to watch Magic Mike.
Yes!
Okay, guys, news just in.
We could be going to Magic Mike, ladies and gentlemen.
Magic Mike Live, let's
Thank you,
go,
Warner,
everyone.
Warner Bros.
Thank Brothers. You, Warner Brothers.
Stay tuned for our in-depth Magic Mike review.
Yeah, stay tuned, everyone. It's going to be detailed.
It's going to be detailed.
His crotch was so close to my face. I was taken aback as he thrust it towards our table.
Baby. Oh, okay, right. Let's just get back to Valentine's Day a second.
Okay.
We've had a message saying, a little problem. My fiance of 8 years refuses to take part in Valentine's.
Come on. What gets me is, like, why are you being so just
anti.
Like anti?
Why are you fighting it?
Like,
just go with
don't
it,
fight
for God's
it.
Sake.
All it is like, wake up, smile at me, say, happy Valentine's Day, my beautiful fiancé.
Kiss on the forehead.
Kiss on, here's a card. And you
here's
can leave it at that. Like, just mark the occasion and just do something
acknowledge
sweet.
It.
Like, sorry, I need to itch my nose.
Sorry, that was just something.
Like, do you know what I mean?
It's all
like,
it needs.
So the fact being like, oh, I fucking hate Valentine's Day. I ain't doing anything for you.
Why have you got such a strong opinion about it?
What is your fucking issue?
Mm.
Like,
what is your issue, sir?
Because it would actually cause problems in my relationship if he was like, oh, well, no. I'd be like, come off it.
I'd be like, but I love it. So you can love it.
So compromise.
I love it.
All it is a bunch of roses and a lovely card.
Yeah, that's it.
And maybe take me out for dinner if you're feeling generous.
And maybe get me a present.
Like, but you can do any of those things. So like, don't be like, well, I'm not participating this year. Fuck that. It's been 8 years. Why would I participate this year? I ain't doing that again.
That's
what a
mean.
Silly day.
That's
stupid
mean.
Day. It's just like, for what?
What did it ever do to you?
What did it ever
who
do to you?
Who broke your heart?
Yeah,
you know?
Who upset you in your past life?
Yikes.
So, yeah. I just really try and communicate how special it is to you and how much
you just want to mark it.
And how much you would love and value, you know, you guys to mark the occasion as a couple. And if he's got an issue with that, then fucking hell.
Yeah, then yikes.
And yikes.
Okay, well, should we dive into some proper dilemmas this week? Some bit longer ones? And we'll leave the Valentine's Day talk there.
Well, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Happy Valentine's and Galentine's Day. I hope, you know, if we're celebrating this year, you have a nice...
This is live. Dilemma just come through 5 minutes ago.
It is 5 minutes ago.
My boyfriend wants Valentine's to be all about him, with me receiving nothing. Someone's not got the memo, so that's not how this day works.
Someone's not listening to the Girls Bathroom podcast.
Okay, well, let's read this. It feels appropriate. Shall we go for it?
Yeah.
I usually love Valentine's Day.
Okay.
But this year, my boyfriend has said nobody has ever done anything nice for him. So I have to plan the day, buy him gifts, and ask him to be my Valentine. And I won't get any of that in return. Are you all right?
Right, listen, there's no reason why it can't be like...
We've got a lot of paragraphs to go.
Okay, keep going.
This was hurtful to me since I do nice things for him very often.
Right.
I cook for him almost every day. I buy him small gifts when I see something that makes me think of him. I'm planning and arranging date nights every single time we have one.
Right.
Last year, he did the typical Valentine's Day thing for me since it was our first one together.
Okay.
And his first with an actual girlfriend.
Okay.
But I'm now feeling that he assumes he never has to plan anything for me again because he did it once a year ago.
Because he's done it that once.
This is an annual thing, babe. I thought you would have known that.
Memory fades. I can't really remember what happened last year.
Yeah, it's a bit blurry.
Which
is really getting me down, as last year was so special to me because nobody has ever planned a Valentine's for me before, my current boyfriend. So even though he did plan last year, I still brought him presents, paid for meals. It's not that I did nothing and just sat back and expected everything. It's not even like I'm spoiled by him every day. So him saying, for once, can you do that for me, would actually make sense.
Right.
I don't even get flowers more than every, you know, 4 months. And I quite often feel like his mother giving the amount that I do for him.
Yeah.
Okay, so it feels a bit like, whoa, what's going on here?
So it feels a bit like, look, I actually put a lot of effort into our relationship and I treat you all the time and I do take you out for
date
nights.
And you clearly don't register that.
Yeah.
You take it for granted
because
you don't recognize. And I do
plan things all the time. But so
that having your dinner made for you every night is actually something to be
So it feels really unfair that you're saying
that he sees that as nothing.
Yeah, that you're saying that you've never had anything nice done for you before. It's like, well, actually, I do a lot for you, and you're obviously just not recognizing it.
Additionally, I thought Valentine's was a couple thing, but this seems like he wants it to be his birthday and all about him.
Right.
I've spoken to my mum and she's baffled. Given how rocky our relationship has been over the last 6 months, she just doesn't understand why he wouldn't want to make this one day to show how much he really loves me and wants to make me happy, since he has admitted that he was the cause of all of our recent problems. Oh, right. So you've had a bit of a rough patch the past 6 months, and he's been like, this is my fault. Your mum's like, why isn't he taking this opportunity to like
to prove to you?
Yeah, be like, you know, let's move past it, you know.
And just be like, I'm sorry, I've been such a blah 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 this past year. I really appreciate you. Thank you for sticking around. Thank you for still wanting to be with me.
Yeah. Sorry for the rant, but obviously as we're in Feb, I'm really putting off planning the day because I'm just gutted. I am a girl who loves feeling special because I don't feel it often.
Oh.
And it's the one chance. It feels like it's gone now because he expects it for him. I hope I'm not sounding selfish. I'm just quite disappointed.
Listen, I would be disappointed too.
I'm sorry. If my boyfriend said to me, Valentine's Day, for once, can you actually plan something for me? I'd be like,
it feels,
excuse me,
very unfair. And it feels like a really weird power thing. I don't know why he's doing it. It's like he's trying to spite you, or like just
it's like prove yourself to me, like make
it's
you
nasty.
Like convince me that I still want to be with you, like show me a good time.
Sophia, those are the vibes I'm getting. Well, if you don't do this for me, then I'm not sure if I'm ever gonna fit, you know, and just kind of holding that against you. So now if it isn't everything that he expects because he's got this weird expectation, then he's gonna have a problem with it.
I think it's really disappointing and it's really like cruel behavior. I mean, I totally agree that, like, you know, yeah, okay, Valentine's Day, I know we were joking about it before, but, like, it's not all about, you know, you as
it's
the girlfriend. Like,
it
is a couple thing. Yeah. And it is for you both just to, like, have a little moment, you know, if you're choosing to, just to take the day to have a little moment to be like, oh, you know, I love you so much and I'm so blah, blah, blah. A little reflection time, a little, like, let's make dinner together and, you know, let's da, 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 da. Like,
yeah, because... why can't
I don't know
it
why
be...
he's treating this as a day that's like, well, I want to be spoiled on this day. I'm not going to get you anything.
And he's like,
even saying, like, you know what, this year, why don't we really treat each other for Valentine's Day? You know, let's really mark this occasion. He's not even coming at it from that angle. He's just saying, I'm not going to get you anything, and I want this day to be about me.
Exactly, because what I would expect from him after this rough 6 months is like a conversation like, oh, let's have a lovely Valentine's
Day. Let's really celebrate our love.
Like, why don't we plan something together? Let's do something we both really want to do. And then
let's make it special.
We can do some little presents and like, let's make, so where do you want to go for dinner? Or should we cook? You know, it feels like a conversation to be had if he's going to be like that. And like, maybe if I was you in that situation when he was going like, oh, well, I want you to blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, well, why can't we come to a decision together? Because look, you know, I love to be treated like last year and I know you want to be treated too, but why don't we just try and plan this together and I'll get you some nice gifts and you can get me some nice gifts and we can...
If you want to make a day of it, I'm all for it.
Yeah, because I'm all for it.
But it has to be mutual.
But I also want something in return too, because I also work hard at this relationship and I appreciate, you know, it's been rocky and you also work hard at this relationship too. So
this
like,
this is a time for us to recognize each other.
We both deserve to be spoiled, both of us, because it's been a hard 6 months.
So let's spoil each other.
So yeah, let's plan the day together and then
the evening,
we can spoil
the
each
weekend,
other.
The,
weekend,
the
whatever,
weekend,
whatever we
know.
Want to do. Like, I don't like how it's all,
I don't like his,
you have to do
attitude.
This, la, la, la. Because also, no one wants to do anything they're told to do, for one.
Because like, also, it is disappointing that, like you said, you do feel like, you know, you are an amazing girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, you make him dinner, like, you'll buy him something if you see it, and you think, oh, he think he'd like that. Like, you feel like you make a lot of effort and do all, like, the nicey-nicey
bits. She says she plans
bits.
Every single date night.
Right.
Makes all the bookings and plans all the date nights. So it's so, like, I do this on a regular weekend,
and the fact that you're not recognizing that
and is an issue
and appreciating that and just almost like it's passing by without you even noticing,
he's just expecting it at this point,
just shows how trapped he is in his own bubble, that it's all like, it's my world and we just live in it. Like, well, no, that's not how it works.
Not how relationships work.
No, I actually do a lot, and it's not about who does more, but it's just that recognition of
appreciation. And
how can you say that I do nothing and you never feel special when I actually feel like I'm doing quite a good job? It's
all
really like putting you down, for sure.
I think another
do you
serious,
want to be with this guy?
I know, he sounds like a fucking prick. I think a serious conversation needs to be had. Say, right, so let's sit him down and go, hey, you know, I've been thinking about Valentine's Day.
I'm really disappointed. I feel quite sad about this attitude that you seem to have towards it. I'm sorry if you don't feel, you know, like I treat you or feel special. But from my perspective, you know, I do a lot of the cooking. Like, you know, I bought you that nice jumper a few weeks ago.
I arranged our last date night.
I arrange all of our date nights. I feel like I'm trying really hard to be a good girlfriend. If that's not enough for you and you're not seeing
then
that,
then I feel underappreciated.
Then I can only apologize. Yeah. But I feel really underappreciated, and I want this to be a day that, you know, we share and we celebrate
together.
Each other. You know, I want to be spoiled. You want to be spoiled. You know, we've come out of a hard 6 months, and I thought this could be a nice day for us to share. And I'm not really sure
and
why you've got such a me. You know, it's not your birthday
attitude
babe.
About it, and it's almost like my way or the highway. It feels like I can't really get a word in edgeways. That's what it feels like. So I would express how you feel. Be honest. And if he's not hearing
you, it doesn't have
you,
to be an argument. You can come of a play to it from a place of I'm sad, and I'm disappointed,
I'm
and I'm upset. Not, you know, from a rageful, let's have a screaming match. It can be from a very like, you know, I want to understand what's going on here.
Yeah, try and do it as like, I want to understand why you don't feel appreciated,
because this is
me.
A problem, because I feel like I'm putting in a lot of work.
Because if you genuinely feel like I'm not doing anything for you and blah blah blah, then this is actually
an issue
because you're just taking everything for granted. When look, I'm not gonna lie, I don't feel like it's reciprocated on your end either. You know, I don't find you buying me flowers regularly, or
I'm not
planning
being
dates.
Off my feet.
I don't feel like I'm being swept off my feet. So, but I do think I do a lot for you and don't get as much in return. Mm. That's just me being
and
honest.
It's not a competition.
It's not a competition. But
since you've brought it up,
yeah,
it's time to talk about it.
It's actually a serious conversation, because how you feel valued and appreciated in a relationship is very important. Mm. If one party is going to start feeling really
neglected,
undervalued, that's going to cause problems.
That's going to cause more problems
because someone's going to start feeling, what's the word?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Fuck. Let's give her a moment. What's that word?
What are you talking about?
You know, when you start feeling
resentful.
Resentful is the word I was looking for. And then that's just never good.
And then we've got, you know, that ugly, you know, jealousy thing,
and then
coming into our relationship.
As well as like the lack of communication, because we're not really talking about this. Mm. The resentment, the feeling undervalued and it's not talking about it. It's going to be issues.
So we'll have a conversation.
I think this is the start of like some good conversations to have. If he can be really open and understanding, hopefully we can have a lovely Valentine's Day and a lovely relationship.
And if not,
good riddance.
Good
because
riddance.
I'm sure someone will appreciate
all
the little small things you do.
Love when Valentine's Day comes around, because they're like, here we fucking go.
I want to spoil you.
Where do you want to go? I'll book it.
Yeah.
I want us to have this incredible day. Let's do this together. I love you so much. You know, you spoil me all throughout the year. I've got food on the table every night. This day is yours. I'm here to worship you today.
I appreciate
Someone will bring that energy to you.
Yeah.
And that's what you deserve.
But also not just on Valentine's Day.
I mean, it should be every
regularly.
Day. Regularly. You know,
But just be like, look, I know I do this for you all the time, but I want Valentine's to be extra special.
Yeah.
So if that's not getting through to this guy, then reflect.
And I don't think he's
just
the right person.
Just be like,
person.
Is this
because I think
who
the
I want
right,
to be with?
Yeah, I think the right person would love to make you feel special. Who wouldn't?
Yes, relationships are, you know, about compromise, but also like you shouldn't have to compromise on everything, especially what makes you feel loved and you know what I mean.
Your non-negotiables.
Yeah, if it's your non-negotiable. Okay, so this one caught our eye. Thought was quite intriguing.
Very.
Just the headline is playing a very dangerous game, !! And then help in caps, 2 more !!
This is going to be a big
So, hey, girls, silent listener here. Love the pod and have been listening for years.
However,
never thought I would participate or even have a situation to participate with.
Here we
are. But buckle up, because this is a long one and a doozy.
A doozy.
She said, please, no judgment, lol. Never.
Never judgment here.
All right, here we go. So, I'm 23 and broke up with my boyfriend of 3 years in summer 2022. Okay, so what? We've been single for about
six, seven months.
Six. Since then, the love of my life has done a complete 360. To set the scene, my ex-boyfriend was someone I was living with, living in the moment with, a subby, substitute hubby. Okay.
So just Mr.
Heard
not
before.
Mr. Right, Mr. Right Now.
Yes. Yeah. Just like someone is like, look, I'm not going to marry this guy, but right now we're having fun
subby.
And he's fine.
Substitute hubby, I like that.
A subby. I got sucked into a relationship with, and it lasted a lot longer than it should have.
Subby vibes.
Due to COVID, boredom. Mm-hmm. And when I came to my senses, I broke it off and never looked back. Look, listen, you went in knowing what this was, yeah, and you stuck by that.
You were kind of bored. Everyone was. It was COVID. You thought, yeah, may as well keep you around.
Yeah. But probably break the guy's heart if you ever heard this, but you never know.
So be it.
From the ending of this relationship in June 2022, I reignited with an old flame. Let's call him Brian.
Ooh,
Brian and I have had a previous history of around 5 years now.
Wow.
I have always looked at him in a different way than I would other men. I see him and my heart skips a beat. Whoa, what is this love? Mm. Not in a nervous way, more of a, I just adore him kind of way.
Wow.
Sounds fantastic.
Why has nothing ever happened with Brian? Yeah. I'm curious.
Previous to getting in a relationship with my ex-boyfriend, I was speaking and texting with Brian on and off.
Right.
Meeting up on and off. And at the time, we both didn't know what was going on. Sort of a summer romance that lasted a bit no longer than the summer. Okay. We were both busy at uni, etc. at the time. Nothing really came of it. Fast forward, when I was in a relationship, I couldn't help but think of Brian. He frequently popped into my head, and I wondered how he was doing, you know? One day he messaged me out of the blue asking how I was doing. Okay, so this is in while she was in a relationship. I replied friendly, and that sparked a conversation. I realized I didn't want to be with my ex-boyfriend for multiple other reasons. And when we ended, I immediately began speaking with Brian again. We ended up kissing after a night out, and he works in the pub I frequently go to. We still talked and met up, but again, it wasn't going anywhere. I got frustrated because I knew he likes me as much as I like him, but he is a shy kind of fella and is afraid of putting himself out there. He's never had a girlfriend before, and he's 26.
Ooh.
So he's got a bit of commitment issues, to be honest. It sounds like he's a professional at a summer romance.
Absolutely.
But can't hold anyone down, really, because he's nervous.
And it's almost like because he's 26, there's almost too much anticipation now for who's this big girlfriend going to be.
Who's this person going to be? Whereas if you had a little,
you
know,
couple girlfriends when you were 19, 20, 23.
It's less
pressure. There'd be less pressure. But now it's like, oh, well, when you get a girlfriend, she's got to be this amazing fucking girl because you've not had one ever.
Yeah, because all his mates are like, oh, you know,
Who's it going to be? The girl that finally gets him and locks him down. Even the family,
his mother, dad, who's going to be the lucky girl he finally, you know, who's this gonna be? That kind of shit.
Yeah.
And to my knowledge, I'm the only girl he has really had an actual real interest with, according to his friends, she says.
Okay, well, they could just be telling you anything. Yeah, but
I believe
that. I appreciate that.
Don't get me wrong. He has had his fair share of flings like every other guy, but nothing serious.
Got it.
Anyway, as I said, I got frustrated and told him straight up if he wasn't going to make a move, then to just leave me alone for good instead of this on and off.
Because you've dabbled with Brian on and off.
So it's been for 5 years.
You had a whole relationship in the middle of it. You came back to him when you were single and he still wasn't ready. And it was just like, look, are we doing this or not? You're pissing about.
Listen, he's pissing about. Yeah. Like, the thing is, like, he should have realized when you got that boyfriend that shit, she's gone.
Mm.
Now, finally, you know, you broke up with your ex. That should have been his moment to be like, look, I love you.
Let's do this.
Give it a go. I'm so sad you got that boyfriend, but I'm so happy that it's not worked out. You know, la la la. So we both were upset at the situation. So and briefly stopped talking in August 2022.
Okay.
So it was kind of like, what are you doing here? You know, do you want me or not?
Stop and pissing me about.
You both kind of just stopped talking for a bit because obviously he wasn't
ready.
You wanted him to say. Okay. So now this is where it gets messy. I met this older man from a night out mid-August. He is older. Let's call him Frank.
Frank
is 32 and I'm 23.
Okay.
Got 9 years there.
That's
a large age gap, I know. He's hot, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. 32 is not old.
Yeah, it's not old.
And if you're a mature 23-year-old...
Yeah, I can appreciate that. As long as you're clued up and you know what's going on.
Yeah,
and
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. I began chatting with him casually, and fast forward to November, I began sleeping with him, and I still am.
Wow.
Okay, so we've been sleeping with Frank from November to February. Yeah. Whoa.
That's quite serious.
Yeah. There is no clear-cut label on what it is, and to be honest, I wouldn't want it any other way because I know I don't want to be with him.
Okay.
Okay, fine. He is a lovely, caring guy with his own house and very high up job. His family is extremely well off. I should like him and want more, but I just don't. Okay, because it's like, look, he's got the job, he's got a house, but I just don't like him that way.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah. I'm not sure on his feelings, but I assume it is mutual if we have went this long without it developing.
Yes, you both kind of know what this is, don't you? Because you've been sleeping together for a long time. Yeah.
However, he has recently been asking me to stay over at his house, chatting more about family, and he's asking me to go on proper dates.
Oh, okay. He's getting feelings.
I keep avoiding going. But during this time from September onwards, Brian has been in the picture. Okay. So September onwards, Brian's been hanging about.
Okay.
Shock, lol. We have been messaging again and arranging to meet in early October 2022.
Okay.
We went for a walk, kissed, but the same thing over again with Brian. Something starts and it just fizzles out.
Oh, Brian's just a waste of space.
He needs to actually fuck off. However, there is always contact via message with me and Brian. I haven't gone
he's always got access and he knows that as well.
Yeah, I haven't gone more than a week and a half without speaking to Brian now since June. Fucking hell. No, he's just like Sophia said, a waste of space. A waste of your time, also waste of your effort and emotions.
He is the kind of guy who we've all come into contact with at some point. And it's like, they like you, they want you, you entertain them. Like, they like chatting to you, they like having you there, they like having your number in their phone, they like that they can call you and you'll answer. But when it actually comes down to it.
And to commit to you.
They don't want to take it any further. It's like, do you want to take me out on a date? Do you want to make a booking? Like, do you want to invite me around? Like, do you actually want to hang out? Like,
do you want me to get to know your family? Like, do you want me in your life as a proper, you know, person in your life?
Like, you can't just like have me whenever you feel like it. Like, it's literally just like, we're so comfortable with each other. So it's so easy for us just to talk and have this thing. But it's like,
why don't you want to take it further?
Now you're just holding me back from actually finding someone who actually wants me.
Yeah.
Because
exactly. Well, yeah, because now,
and now you're actually fucking things up.
Because now I'm actually speaking and got this really nice guy Frank in my life, but actually you're holding me back because I'm thinking about you still. Because I still don't know if there's a possibility of anything there. Okay, so but this is where things actually get really messy.
Right, okay, let's get to the
Frank.
Mess.
It's essentially Brian's boss.
Oh.
Yeah. So Brian also has a high up 9-to-5 job Monday through Friday, but he still is working in that pub Friday, Sunday. So okay. He works at the pub at the weekends, but actually has a proper corporate job 9-to-5.
He's a corporate girly 9-to-5.
Monday to Friday. As he doesn't enjoy drinking or going out.
So is Frank the boss of the corporate world or the pub?
Yes, Frank is the boss of the corporate world.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So
this is fantastic. Yeah,
this is fantastic. Look, listen, what a way to strike Brian down, I tell you.
Fuck me. Can you not go into the office?
I know.
I beg you, please.
I know.
Go meet Frank for lunch, please.
I know.
On the office.
Oh, wait. Sorry, my bad. It's not the corporate. Oh,
he's
Frank's
the
family owns the pub he works in. And I go to this pub most weekends with my friends. They work together on the weekends and would engage in conversation during work.
Stop
so
it.
So you're watching the two guys that you're sleeping with converse. What
That's
a time
fantastic.
To be alive.
What a time to be alive.
Outside
wow, it's
going to
be
that,
a busy Valentine's Day,
right,
isn't it?
I know. Well, let's see who can win. Who can win? Outside of that, but do they not speak about, I suppose not because it's his boss.
It's his boss.
They're not talking about who they're seeing and like girls
and if
and
there's
stuff.
A bit of an age gap there, you might not go down that line of conversation with that person.
Because you only start talking about those things when you're really close with someone, especially at work. Okay. Outside of that, they aren't friends, but they do speak at work. So since September, I've been speaking with them both in secret and I haven't told my friends about it either because they all know the both of them quite well. And I don't want them asking too many questions or it getting round, you know. Because yeah. like the moment you tell a friend, oh, you know, listen, Susie's talking to Brian and Frank.
You've always got to assume that when you tell one person, you're actually telling...
About four.
You're actually telling three.
Yeah.
Because everyone's got some, or at least two.
Yeah.
Because everyone's got someone that when they hear something, they will tell them.
Especially
everyone's
like
got at
gossip
least
in the friendship groups.
One person.
Yeah.
So you've always got to be mindful of, if I'm telling you this, you're probably going to tell three people.
Yeah.
Or potentially just one. But you've always got to be mindful
of that. Well, yeah, because like, listen, say, look, we're in this friendship group, let's picture, and we know Frank and Brian, okay? Mm. Let's say Sarah, the girl, tells me, oh my God, okay, you know, I've not told anyone this, but I am actually seeing Brian and Frank. I'm talking to the both of them. Look, no one knows, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking, fucking hell, don't worry.
I've got to share this.
You know, I'll try and keep it as secret as possible. But look, I go and tell my boyfriend, let's say.
Yeah.
God, listen to this. Sarah's actually speaking to Brian and Frank. He's a lad.
He's a lad.
My mistake. But he's going to go and fucking tell some of his lads.
Gets and around.
Then he'll get straight back round. So I get that. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to bring you guys forward to the present.
Right, okay.
February 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought to myself, I don't need this in 2023. Don't. I'm cutting them both off. That was a line I didn't. But that's what I told myself at the beginning of the year. Okay. I've made it 100 times worse. On Friday night, I usually would meet Frank. It's a boredom thing, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Fridays
I'd go to his house, watch TV, etc.
Yeah.
But this Friday was different.
What happened on this
Friday?
Brian
texted.
Stop.
He asked me to meet him that night, out of the blue for him. I made up an excuse. I was sick. I was too sick to go and see Brian after sleeping with Frank. Wait, fuck off. I made up an excuse. I was too sick to go.
I know what's
going to
happen
here.
To go
and see Brian after sleeping with Frank half an hour previous. Oh, so you saw them both for the same night.
So you saw Frank on Friday, maybe let's say about 6 p.m.
Went round to his.
Slept with
him.
And then at about 8 p.m., Brian's like, I'm out if you want to come and join me and have a drink.
Okay,
but
yeah.
You've said, I've just slept with Frank. I'm not sure about this. Maybe I'm ill.
Yeah. But so she said, so I slept with Frank. I then went and saw Brian.
Stop it.
One thing led to another. And we ended up sleeping together.
Oh.
But this is for the first time ever.
Holy
shit. She's never slept with Brian before.
Oh God, the world has just exploded.
On the same night, I slept with Frank.
Oh my God.
This is amazing.
This is fantastic.
I have never even slept with a different man on the same month. Never mind night.
You go,
so this
girlfriend.
Is crazy.
You're a single
me.
Girl. You can do what you like.
But also, I thought you had slept with Brian before, but
so
no.
So did I. I misunderstood.
No. So he's just been playing the fucking long
game. So there's been
so much
anticipation with Brian.
So much, even more so than we thought. Because I thought you were just kind of casually sleeping together. Stop. Okay,
well,
so here we go.
Who was better?
Here we go. So listen. The experience was so much better with Brian.
Wow.
This is great. This is really good news. I think things are going to start moving with Brian
now.
And it confirmed my feelings for him.
Okay.
And his feelings for me.
Okay.
He told me afterwards he's really liked me for years.
Okay. We're getting somewhere.
Progress. Now.
Open up, Brian. Let's have
Sorry we spoke badly of him before.
Sorry.
He said, look, I know I work a lot, but I'm going to make time to
of
see
course,
you.
Of course, because he's a 9-to-5 corporate girly and he's a pub guy at the weekend.
Friday, Saturday, Sun. So he's saying, look, I know I work a lot, but I actually want to make time for you. I really like
I'm ready
you.
For this.
Fucking look, I'm here for this.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
However,
took you a while, but
yeah, it took him a while. Fucking hell. However, I'm afraid he was just saying that. This and the same thing will just happen again, where it just fizzles out and starts back up, just kind of going back around. But this time, we're sleeping together. Do you know what I mean?
So I'm even more involved
even
now.
More involved now. My emotions are even more.
The hormones are being released. The love potion's being released in my brain.
Yeah. So I don't know what to do anymore. I want it to be more with Brian. Like, I want it to be more. I don't want to drop Frank in case it doesn't work out with Brian, because I will need a distraction from that. But then I am afraid it will come out that I'm now sleeping with them both.
Then you will definitely lose them both, I would imagine.
This is so out of character for me, and I don't know what I am at. I go to the pub, they both be there most weekends, and I'm afraid this will all blow up in my face. It's a very dangerous game. I would be very anxious.
I wouldn't be able to go into that pub and socialise. You're brave. But it's because you don't want anyone to know. Right. How can you not? All the girls go there. How could you be no, can we go somewhere else? They'd be like, why?
They'd be like, well, we go to this pub every weekend.
Yeah.
Why would we switch
Sarah's
it up?
Talking to that guy behind the bar. Yeah. Like, we always go there.
Right, so her question is...
Fuck me. What's the question?
How do I finally get it to be something more with Brian? He is the one I want. Do you think Brian will find out what I've done? What do I do if he does? Thanks for reading. I hope this makes your lives feel less chaotic. Don't worry. We've all been there.
We've all been here. Right. Okay. Tricky.
Right. I would say first things first. I know you say you want to keep Frank around as a distraction.
But he's just a safety net.
I would get rid of Frank.
And I think you should cut him loose
too. I would cut Frank off. First and foremost,
only because I think if you've had a few months with Frank and you said yourself, like, you don't really see a future with him, you don't really care that he's not got a label, like, you kind of just see Frank as a distraction, someone who makes you feel good. It's nice to have someone in the phone who you can call. It's nice to have someone like Frank around when you're a single girl. So he's kind of acting as this kind of like lifeboat for you.
He's a warmer. You know your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
That you said that, look, I didn't really like him that much, but he was just around. I was bored.
Subby, as you say.
Subby. It's giving subby vibes with Frank. And I just think, look, if we're going to move on and grow in 2023.
Let's just cut him loose.
Let's just rather be single than have like some guy around that we don't even really like.
Yeah. Because Frank's wasting your time at this point just as much as Brian potentially is.
Right.
If you've kind of like had your fun with Frank.
Yeah.
You've got everything that you could get out
of it. Frank isn't going to go anywhere. No. He's always going to be there.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can just say to him, look, I'm just going to cool off for a bit
and
now.
And like you say, you know, if Frank is starting to suggest dates and a bit more serious, and if that's not what you want, then maybe it's time just to call it off.
Look, you could leave the door open with him, like when you kind of like cool things off with him, just in case things fuck up with Brian again.
But I wouldn't.
But that's up to you.
I think you want to be clear-headed at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Frank is only making you feel a bit, probably a bit guilty and a bit like, oh, it's getting messy now.
Yeah.
Like, if you cut Frank out, it's not messy.
No.
You've just got one guy who you like and who you want to pursue things with.
And then if Brian ever found out you were sleeping with Frank, you can't be mad. You weren't with me.
Yeah, I was a single girl.
You weren't asking. I was a single girl. So what?
What?
So I think
you've been pissing about for a long time.
Right.
Did you think I was sat there in a box waiting for
you? Right. Did you think I was sat there literally in a box?
Have you seen me?
Without any men touching me. Right. So like he can't be angry at that. And the good thing is that look, you slept with them both on the same night. Like that's a clean break, as in like, okay, so we've stopped sleeping with Frank now, and now we can
now we're just progress
with Brian. You know, it's not that there wasn't. I mean, I suppose it was overlap,
only for Frank,
but technically not really a lot of overlap.
Really, not really.
You know,
when it comes down to it, there's been no overlap.
There's
really
actually been no overlap
because when you were sleeping with Frank, you'd never slept with Brian.
Yes,
and when you've slept with Brian, you're not going to sleep with Frank anymore. So really, there is no overlap.
To me, there was no overlap.
Very clean break.
So let's get rid of Frank for now. And look, I think now should she like say to Brian, like, look, so you've had that conversation about how much you like each other, but say like, look, I want this to go somewhere. Like, are we going to have that and say like, look, and be like, look, you've been pissing me off with your hot and cold and I don't like it. I don't appreciate it. Are we going to say that? Or are we just going to like let it play out? Because I don't know what's best.
I think if you let it play out, you could just end up in the position that
you're in with Frank. It happening again.
The thing is, I don't want Brian to think that he's got you on a silver plate.
Yeah.
And I don't want Brian to think that he's in control.
And that he doesn't have to try hard.
Because
to...
from Brian's perspective, whenever he's reached out, you've responded.
Yeah.
Whenever he's come back into your life, you've opened him with welcome arms. You've slept with him now.
Yeah.
So he's, from his perspective, he's kind of thinking, well, this girl kind of just does whatever.
And if I wanted to be my girlfriend, I suppose she'd say yes.
Mm.
But I'm trying, I get that. I'm just trying to see it from like an actual sincere point of view. And the fact that I think genuinely he's been thinking about you for a long time.
You've been around each other for a long time.
It's been years. He's clearly got some sort of commitment issues and has a phobia of relationships or something. Mm. But I would like to think that you are changing that for him.
Me too.
And
I would like to
fingers
think
crossed
well.
This will actually be something good. And look, some relationships start like this. Yeah, like, oh, well, absolutely. It took him years to lock me down.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just like it. Like, not every relationship is going to be
date, relationship, boom.
It's going to be like, you know, meet and then within 3 months we're good boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, yeah. Some people do take longer. So I would... Let's give Brian a chance. You can't stop thinking about him. You know, even since before your ex, you know, you really thought, oh,
do you know
I really
what maybe
like him.
You could do?
Yep.
Let Brian take the lead.
Yeah.
Right? You've slept together for the first time. He has said, you know, oh, I've liked you for a long time, blah, blah, blah.
That's good progress from him as well.
Good progress from him. I would just sit tight and see how he moves.
Yeah.
And I think if you do start, because you never know, he could be like, what are you doing on Saturday? I want to take you out.
Love that.
Then great news. We're out on a date. Here we are. Bingo. Or he's going to say,
proper dates from Brian.
He's going to say, you know, at 8 p.m. on Friday, do you want to come around now? I've got a free house. Like, you're going to see a vibe from him, I think, about how he's moving. Is he planning and booking things in advance as dates? Or is he just calling you a couple hours before and asking you to go around? Yeah. Because I think if you go down that path, then you might want to have a conversation of, I'm not here for a friend with Ben. It depends if you are or not. But I feel like you want Brian to be in a relationship.
You want something more for Brian.
So I think if it ends up going, I think let him take the lead at first and see what happens, because you don't want to like scare him off. You know, this guy seems quite like
fragile.
Yeah, like he could just jump ship anytime. I don't know. He seems
because he's hot and cold all the time.
Yeah, hot and cold.
And we're hoping that this is the turning point. But look, he's still got those behaviors.
That past.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you could let him take the lead and see how he moves forward now that you've slept together, and see if that changes things. Because it might not. Mm. He could have just been all caught up in his feels and all like, oh, I do really like you, blah, blah, blah. See, give him a chance to prove himself now that you've taken that step, and see what happens. And I think if you do fall into that space of, I feel like he's just sleeping with me, then it's your time to be like, look, you know, I've known you for a long time now.
I think you could be honest with him as well. Like,
yeah, like you've known each other for years. Yeah. I think you could be like, look, if we're going to do this, I actually want us to do it properly. And I'm not here for this on and off type of shit anymore. Like, we're either doing this and we're going for it and we're going to, you know, date each other and see what happens. Or like, I just want you out my life. I think you need to give an ultimatum.
Like, and also say like, if
you, but you might not need to, because he might now move forward in the way that you want him to.
And have that realization.
But let's see what he does.
Yeah, because he needs to be made aware that, look, if you're not going to take me seriously,
then this isn't going to happen.
And if you don't see this being something serious, then it's not going to happen, because actually you've messed me around a bit too much. Mm. And 2023 is the year for me, and I'm making sure I'm getting what I want this year. Mm. And I'm not letting you mess me around.
And I'm not being here this time next year where you're still a bit in and out. And, we slept together for a few months and then he got the... Because that's just wasting your time.
Look, maybe, you know, you've had your little, you know, epiphany moment together. Look, no harm in saying, so when are you going to take me out on that date? You know, just giving a little hint if he needs a little kick up the arse, but hopefully he doesn't need a kick up the arse.
Or maybe, you know, let's say if he invites you around next weekend spontaneously, you could just say, no,
I want to be taken out.
Yeah. It's like, no, if you want to see me, like,
take me out on a date,
take
please.
Me out. Yeah. Set the tone. Yeah. You set the tone.
But
you know,
you're
could always 100% do
that. Within your right to like have a conversation.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because he's been taking the piss too much. Mm. You need to make sure that his intentions are what you want out of it.
Yeah.
You know?
And see what happens.
Yeah.
Because he could just be one of those people that never amounts to anything. Yeah.
And then it's just like, what a waste of time.
Because at the end of the day, you're not here to teach someone how to be in a relationship.
No.
You're not here to babysit someone. Well, this is what we do, and then we could do this. And then you need to ask me out on a date. Like, at the end of the day, you're not, that's not your job.
You're not here to teach him anything.
No.
Like, he needs
He's
to...
He's a 26-year-old man. Don't let, you know...
Listen.
The fact that he's never had a girlfriend before be an excuse, because it's not an excuse.
He knows what he needs to do to you know... He knows what he needs
Lock
to
you
do.
Down.
Right? So if he's, you know, playing
pissing
that
about.
Game, pissing about, then no. he will never amount to anything. No. Baby. Please help.
Yeah.
I slept with one of my boyfriend's friends before we were dating.
Okay, okay. Not so bad. That's fine.
But he doesn't know.
Okay.
Hi, girls.
Okay, we can handle this.
Backstory.
Okay.
Over 6 months ago, my current boyfriend and I met when he started working at the gym that I go to.
Oh, so cute.
We had no idea each other existed before meeting, even though we live in a small town where most people know of each other or have mutual connections. There was an instant spark between us from the beginning, and we have been inseparable ever since.
Aww.
We go on dates regularly, are always at each other's houses, and see each other almost every day of the week.
Oh, I love that.
We talk every single morning to night without ever having a bland conversation. He is everything I could ever have dreamed of in a man, and I could never have imagined to get along with someone so well.
Oh, lovely.
So, I was single for about 2 years after my previous ex, who cheated on me.
Okay.
And at the beginning of this single period, I explored my sex life quite a bit.
Absolutely.
My self-respect was quite low, and I was simply just seeking male validation in the form of sex. After this period, I was disgusted with myself and spent a lot of time alone, healing, journaling, learning, taking myself on dates, cutting all communication with men, and growing into someone I was quite proud of.
I love that.
The problem is, in that wild single era that I had about 2 years ago, I had a meaningless one-night stand with one of my current boyfriend's good friends.
Okay.
We live in a small town, and he does have a quite large group of friends, although they have all grown up with each other and are still very close. I don't think my boyfriend is aware of this, as we have had very open and understanding communication, and the topic has never been brought up.
Has the friend ever mentioned it to him?
Obviously not. I'm scared the boy I have previously slept with will say something to my boyfriend, and this will change his opinion of me.
Right.
We both understand that the past is the past, which doesn't affect our future together, and have talked about this. Although if I found out he slept with one of my friends in the past and hadn't told me, you know, realistically, I would
be quite pissed off
and feel quite icky about it.
Yeah.
I have never felt the need to randomly tell my boyfriend I'd been with his friend in the past. I didn't feel it was necessary conversation to have. I had no idea my boyfriend even existed at the time. But I also feel guilty in saying nothing, because if it does come from someone else, he may be even more hurt. I'm just so scared to lose my boyfriend. Should I say something to him, or should I hold my silence and wait for the conversation to arise if it ever does? She's attached a picture.
Oh, let me see a lovely couple. Please.
Stop.
Beautiful couple. The thing is, like,
take a deep breath.
Yeah.
You've done nothing wrong.
And it's such a tricky one, because it's like, yeah, let's say I was single and I started talking to some guy.
You had a one night stand. Yeah. It was over in a blip. And like, you don't even remember
right?
it.
Right. And like, say I'm like, oh, you know, I might recognize one of his mates, you know, from a couple years ago. What am I meant to do? Sit there on date three and say, oh, well, I think I've slept with your mate, Brian.
Yeah.
That's even more.
There's never a good time.
So it's a really tricky one, because
now you've kind of found yourself in a two-year relationship,
and there's just no way to go about it.
Oh no, six months.
I think two. She had a 2 years of single
period. Yeah,
it's such a hard one to just like
say,
because
it's never a good.
And it's generally never going to go down well. No, on either end, whenever you say it, whether it was in the first week of dating, whether it was 6 months in, or whether it was 3 years down the line, there's never gonna be a good moment to say it.
There's not,
because it's gonna you did nothing wrong.
You
slept with a guy when you were single, when you didn't know who your boyfriend was. Those are the facts.
Yeah. And, you know, you can't be judged for your past, because it's like, I didn't know you then.
No.
Like, you weren't, I didn't have a boyfriend.
I was single.
I just come out of a shit relationship. I got cheated on. Like, I was in my wild single era that you've probably had and that I'm entitled to have.
Right.
And it just so fucking happens, just my luck, the one of the person just that I slept with happens to be a friend of my now boyfriend. Because we live in this small town where everyone is low key connected in some point.
Because I find it so hard to believe that the mate's not said anything to the guy. Because generally, say Sophia starts was single and she started dating some guy.
Yeah.
And one of our friends has slept with him. It's generally it's a gonna come it, out. It's gonna come out. It's like, oh my god, well, Sophia, you dating that guy? I slept with him.
Just so you know.
Just so you know, that's how naturally it would comes come out. Up. So it is weird that the friend's not been like, oh, I've slept with that girl you're seeing. You know, it's just like a thing, isn't it? Mm. You just say that. It's not a big deal. Either he doesn't remember, which would be good for you.
Doesn't recognize you. Hasn't made the connection.
Or he's shitting himself and doesn't want to say anything to upset his friend either because he knows, I don't know. I think it's always worse.
Because it's also one of those things where you're like, you know that when you say this, it's going to cause an argument. It's going to be a bit of a problem potentially.
Bit of pushback, yeah.
So it's like, we could just avoid all that and not say anything. Because it's like, no one's found out so far. And it's like, this could never come to light. This could never come to light. This could
come out.
And I get it. You're worried about him looking at you differently. And blah, blah, blah. Like, I understand what you're thinking. Because it's like, why am I going to bring this on myself when no one could ever find out?
But if he loves you.
I'm getting the vibe that you say your boyfriend's got this huge circle of friends. I don't feel like this is a friend that he's, you know, seeing every weekend or... you know, closely hanging out with, because I think it would have come out. I'm almost thinking this is kind of like a, you know, a good mate, a lad. You know, boys have all these friends, don't they? And it's like, it's not someone who's in that we obviously don't hang out with this guy as a couple.
No.
Because then it would have been awkward.
I'm sure I recognize you. And the thing is with this is it's always worse when someone finds out through a third party.
Yeah.
Or, you know, further down the line.
Yeah.
I think the more time you've quote unquote kept this secret, the worse it feels, the worse it will be. And the worse
it will be received.
And the worse it will be received, right?
Bottom line is, it's better if this comes from you.
Yep.
That's and a fact. I don't think it's worth the gamble of waiting to see if it comes out or not.
No.
I think this is really stressing you out.
Stressing you out. You've got a guilty conscience.
You've emailed in. I think you just need to rip this off like a band-aid.
Yeah.
And I think you need to not approach this from a position of, I've done something wrong, I'm really sorry. No. You've not done anything wrong. So let's forgive yourself first, because you've just beaten yourself, you've not done anything wrong. I think you just practice what you're gonna say.
Yeah.
Do it in the mirror, give yourself a little pep talk.
And write I think, out in your notes,
sit something. Your boyfriend down and be like, look, babe, there's something that I've been wanting to speak to you about. It's kind of been on my conscience a bit because I am feeling quite weird about it, but I just wanna say it. And, you know, the past is in the past. And, you know, we always talk about, we have an open line of communication. I love the honesty that we have.
And I can speak to you about anything.
And I'm not here to try and puncture that or whatever. So, and then I think you just say, like, look, before I met you, like one of your friends, let's call him Steve. Before I met you about 2 years ago, I was on a night out once, you know, just come out of a relationship, and I slept with Steve. Yeah. I've slept with Steve. We've never spoken since.
We didn't exchange numbers.
No. It was literally a one night stand. I had a bit of a wild era when I came out of my old relationship. I had a lot of single time after that. I was reflecting, honestly, not that you need to justify it, but you know,
but just
you can give
your
the context.
No, you don't have to give the context.
And then you can be like, and you know, I've realized in the past couple of weeks, or I don't know when you want to say that, but you can be like, you know, I didn't know when the right time to tell you was. I didn't want to tell you right at the start. I didn't want you to look at me differently, you know. I don't want you to judge me for this, but I wanted you to be in the know, because I would not want this to be reversed and me not knowing.
Yeah. And I've struggled about when and how to tell you, because I felt like there was never a good time to tell you. But I think,
and I'm annoyed that, like, it's typical, like, that the guy that I'm now in love with and have an amazing relationship with, you know, I wish that hadn't happened, but you know, I didn't know you at the time, and he was just a guy in a bar in a club.
He was just a single guy and I was a single girl, and that's all it was.
And nothing happened after the fact, and we've never been in touch, and I don't feel and any way about it. Like, if I'm honest, like, you know,
I don't really remember it. Well, it's not memorable, but it happened. Memorable. It happened, and I just would rather you hear it from me than from your mates.
And then wait for him to speak.
And then you've been honest, you've been respectful, you've told him what happened. Look, he's got to appreciate the fact that you've come to him. That's really good. You're being honest.
You know, just like, be prepared.
there could be a bit of a reaction that things might feel a bit off for the rest of the day,
yeah, or for the day after.
But honestly, give it 5 days, give it a week.
Give it 48 hours and things should be back
and
to
things
normal.
Will be settled. Like, it might just be a bit of a sticky 24, 48 hours.
Because
and then after that,
if he's a loving, understanding partner, he will take the information, process it, and move on.
And he can't blame you for it.
No,
you didn't know.
And he shouldn't hold it against you as anything, because you've done nothing wrong. Okay? And if he uses it as a weapon, then this is like a toxic boyfriend we're talking about. Things are different. But he should process it. You know, yes, it's going to sting a little bit, of course.
He'll probably be a bit annoyed.
Move on, and it's a fact of life.
And at the end of the day, not to be the Debbie Downer, but if this is something that he can't get past, because if he came to you and said, I've slept with one of your mates, you may not be able to work past that. Yeah. Some people can, some people can't. Depends, you know, I don't know what he's like. I'm not sure what boys are like, you know. Is this a close friend? Is this just a guy from school that kind of kept in touch? Like, how, you know, is this guy, I don't know how he would feel about that. That's his decision to make, but he may not be okay with the fact that one of his friends has slept with you.
Yeah.
Some guys could brush past that and think, oh, fucking whatever, as long as it's my girlfriend I love, I don't care, blah, blah, blah. Some guys is going to be a big ego hit and he's not going to be able to shake it. So.
But if he's mature, he'll
just
get over
it. But if he's the right
it.
Guy for you and
he'll
if he's the
it.
One for you.
He'll get over
then
it.
Then it won't be
a big deal.
It'll be fine.
And
that's his decision to make. Just like it would be yours if he came to you and said, I've slept with one of your friends, then that's your call to think, okay, can I get over this or can I not? Yeah. And either answer is fair, I think, but it is his call to make.
Is he then going to go and talk to the mate? Like, are they going to have a conversation about that? I don't know how it works.
I don't know how that works.
Because if my boyfriend came to me and said, oh, by the way, I've slept with that mate of yours a couple of years ago. Am I then going to go talk to the girl? No, I don't think I would. I don't know. Susie, can we meet
by
up?
By the way,
my boyfriend.
Depends how.
Maybe just drop him a text. I know what you did.
Come on, it's kind of awkward, isn't it?
It's really awkward. Know. So look, just be, or you don't tell us all.
And you risk it. And you risk it.
And you can gamble it.
You can gamble
but
it.
But this is your life, your decision, your choice. It's whether you can live with it. Sit with it and not tell anyone, or whether you're the type of person who needs to get it out.
If and when it did come out, you could just say, can you blame me?
Can you blame me? Well, can you fucking blame me? Why the fuck would I tell you that I slept with Steve over there? Because this is a reaction I get time and time again.
I knew this was coming and I wanted to avoid it.
Of course I kept it a secret.
Can you blame me?
Can you fucking blame me? I'm out of here. Gotta go. Sorry.
There's no right or wrong.
So it's a tough one. But if he's the right person, you should be able to tell him, be honest, and he should be able to move past it. And that's how it should be. That is a healthy, loving relationship to me. If you're telling him, being honest, he accepts it. It was your past, processes it, moves on, doesn't hold it against you. That's how it should be if he's right for you.
Yeah. And if he can't get past it, then
he can't get past it.
He can't get past it. And which is fair. I've got to say.
Yeah, it's fair. And
see what happens.
You learn
if it's the right person, he'll get past it.
Yeah.
And if not, then
it's
not meant to be. Okay, guys, we're going to wrap this episode up. We've been talking for quite a while this week,
it
feels like. So we're going to end on a lovely
quote.
We're going
to try and find a Valentine's themed quote. Let's see what we can pull out of the bag. Look, these are all quotes you can text to your boyfriend. Look, guys. The most beautiful part is, I wasn't even looking when I found you.
Look at this. This is nice for the last girl. Listen to this.
Yeah.
This is actually serious.
Okay.
No relationship is all sunshine, but two people can share one umbrella and survive the storms together. Oh, I'm going to cry. That's beautiful for the last girl.
No, it's true. Like, it's true. Like, not everything's sunshine and daisies and rainbows. And...
our journey isn't perfect, but it's ours. And I'll stick with you till the end.
Love that. Love that.
Oh, okay.
But that
well...
doesn't... we're not justifying nasty boyfriends, toxic behaviour, narcissists, controlling boyfriends. That's just for other things.
You tell them, gents.
Yeah. Okay.
I've fallen so hard, can't even get up.
There you go. All you've got to do in the morning is text that to your partner. There you go. That's it.
And you'll be fine. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you have a lovely Valentine's Day, Galentine's Day.
Yeah.
And we will see you on the stage, ladies and gentlemen. We're going on tour as of tomorrow. Tour begins. And but we're back here next Wednesday. We're not going anywhere.
There's a still
back
podcast.
Next Wednesday. And you can email your dilemmas to hello@theghostbathroom.com.
Yes.
Feel free to send us your stories of what happened on Valentine's Day.
Oh, I love that.
Because when we chat next week, it will have been yesterday. So we're always here for that.
Yeah.
So yeah, email them in.
And follow us on Instagram and TikTok and on YouTube.
At the Girls Bathroom.
Love
you. Happy Wednesday. See you on Wednesday. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.